Now, there has been much talk recently about the taking of children out of school. And this is the time when it's done, when the holidays are a little cheaper and the terms are drawing to a close. There are other times of year, of course, when you take your children or withdraw your children from school as well. But what about generally during the course of the year? Are there, you know, particular parts of the year when, you know, it's just handier not to send them to school and you feel you don't have the obligation to ensure that your children are going to school? Well, they need to be there 8.5 days out of 10. Let me speak to Avril Hall Callaghan from the Ulster Teachers Union. Avril, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
How much of an issue is absence in this day and age in Northern Ireland?
Well, certainly teachers are concerned when children don't attend school regularly. And there are follow-up systems that they put in place to make sure that the attendance is as high as possible.
And what are the main reasons for children not being at school when they should be there? Of course, there'll be genuine illness, but away from children who are sick, What's the main swerve from the parents?
Well, I mean, obviously parents sometimes go on holidays outside holiday periods and they want to take their children with them. And they may decide to take them out of school to do that. And they really aren't supposed to do that.
And how much of an inconvenience is it to a teacher in a classroom if little Joe or Josephine heads off to the sunny med when everyone else is at the books?
Well, it's not so much an inconvenience to the teacher. It's the amount of schooling and the amount of education that that child will lose when it's out of the classroom. And, I mean, obviously, there are parents who will try and get that caught up whenever the child comes back, but not everyone does.
So are you suggesting that if it is an educational holiday, if it's a visit to Rome where you're going to see the history of the city and visit the Vatican and do all the things that, you know, everyone should do before they die, that's okay?
Well, I mean, a lot of schools would put on school trips for children so that they can travel and learn things about culture and so on. And if, you know, it's an occasional thing, if a parent takes a child out, then, you know, I think the judgment in England was probably quite right to say that, well, the child had 92% attendance, so therefore he wasn't going to apply the fine.
Yes, and that was crucial to it. How many children in Northern Ireland would be falling below the 85% mark here?
I wouldn't have the statistics, Frank, but anecdotally, there are some children who fall far below it, and those are the really worrying ones, where they're out of school at times, not when their parents sanction it, but maybe times when they just don't go to school.
So a considerable number of kids, to use the old term, are mitching.
I don't know what the extent of the problem is, but anecdotally we hear from time to time that schools are concerned about the level of attendance.
And is enough being done? Is it being marshalled significantly?
Well, there's the Education Welfare Service, which is the body that picks up on things like that. But teachers themselves spend a lot of time making sure that children who should be in school are there. There are sophisticated follow-up systems now in schools where they can actually inform parents if children don't turn up, where there's a concern.
And does the law on school absence, do you feel it needs to be toughened?
I think we are managing okay. I mean, I certainly haven't heard teachers saying that we should, you know, we haven't any resolutions brought to our conference, for example, regarding attendance. But we do hear from time to time from schools that they are concerned about some children.
I've heard from a few contributors to this programme in the past that some of the ethnic minority groupings, especially the Roma children, when they enrol in a school, their attendance is not on a par with the local kids. Is there anything that can be done about that, or is that just an issue that will be a slow burner that we'll have to address as the years go by and as the Roma community and others settle into our style of living?
Well, I mean, I haven't heard about any of the ethnic minorities being particularly bad attenders, but certainly it would be up to each individual school to follow up if they feel there's a problem.
And the same mechanism should be used regardless of how used to our system a group is or not?
Absolutely, yes. I think we'll have to apply the same standards to everybody.
I presume with a new education minister about to be named over the next few days, school attendance is hardly the most important thing on his or her agenda. How important is it, as far as the unions are concerned, to have this individual named and for the reins to be taken up?
Well, it's very important that we find out who our new education minister is, and there's certainly a number of issues that we want to go and speak to that person about, not least of which would be educational funding, because schools are really in bad straits at the moment, because they have found that they haven't been refunded for the increases in national insurance, and therefore their budgets that they thought were healthy are not going to be healthy. In fact, we've heard schools talking about going into deficit over the next couple of years.
And talk about significant redundancies towards the end of this year, or is that scaremongering?
Well, no. Actually, the department have now written out to schools again to seek another round of redundancies, because schools have discovered that they will not have the funding into the future that they need. So there will have to be redundancies. And obviously that puts pressure on all the other teachers.
But do you expect the new education minister to be able to magic money from somewhere?
Well, I would like to think that there would be some mechanism whereby the minister could seek extra funding, because at the moment it is a really bad picture ahead. I mean, I've never heard principals so concerned about their lack of funds.
Have you?
They've tried over the last few years. I mean, it's been hard for them over the last 3 or 4 years to actually make ends meet. But some of them that even thought they were, putting money aside to employ extra staff maybe into the future, they've now lost that cushion.
We're just going to ask you as a final question, do you have your money on any particular person to be the new education minister?
I haven't a clue. I really don't know. And that is really, really interesting to us to find out what the future holds. Because obviously, if it comes from one particular party or another, they have their own manifestos, and some of their ideas are more palatable to us than others.
So the unions would prefer which party to take the portfolio?
Oh, I wouldn't like to name which party would take it, but certainly as soon as the person is named, we will be going to talk to them about what their policies are and trying to influence them into the direction that we would like them to travel.
Okay. Avril, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Frank.
That's Avril Hall-Callaghan from the Ulster Teachers Union. There'll be a lot on the in tray for the new education minister, whoever he or she happens to be.